Yes, the government of Uganda made announcement today that the UPDF that has been in South Sudan at the invitation of the government of South Sudan since December 2013 will be starting its withdrawal with effect from today. And the chief of staff of the land forces of UPDF is right now in Juba making the logistical and administrative arrangements to effect the withdrawal of UPDF. And we hope that by the end of the first week of November, the contingent of the UPDF, which has been there in support of the government of South Sudan, we have withdrawn in accordance and in compliance with the IGAD peace agreement. Our understanding is that there is now UNAMIS with an extended mandate and robust mandate to ensure all the things that are necessary to be ensured, particularly ensuring that humanitarian efforts continue, civilians are protected, vital installations are protected, and that the parties to the agreement, government of South Sudan and the SPLM in position, as well as the guarantees to the Addis Ababa IGAD peace agreement, are respected and interested and respected by everyone. So yes, UPDF should have started withdrawing today.
All right. So on the other, so you mentioned that might be in a third week of this month, you would have finished completion withdrawal from South Sudan. Is that?
Yes, of course. Everything being constant, weather, resources being available, we think the resources are available, weather being conducive, we think that by the end of the first week of November, the entire contingent of UPDF should have left South Sudan.
When you said resources are available or conditions are conducive, who's supposed to cater for the withdrawal here?
Who brought UPDF there? UPDF brought back there, has been there by itself. So we mean the resources of the UPDF, the resources of the government of Uganda. Of course, we would be grateful if there's any support from the government of South Sudan, from IGAD, and from UNAMIS, which is now the contingent which is replacing the UPDF under the IGAD agreement.
Okay. We spoke earlier today with the government spokesperson, and he was dismissing the media report that this is not true, that you haven't had any negotiation, the two government of Uganda
and South Sudan. Which government spokesperson?
Michael Makwe of the government of South Sudan, and said that the report in the media are not true because we haven't started yet negotiation.
I don't speak for the government of South Sudan. I am communicating to you. I am the spokesperson of the government of Uganda, and I am communicating to you the position of the government of Uganda, which is in accordance and in compliance with the peace, with the IGAD peace process and agreement of Addis Ababa, and also in compliance with the UN Security Council resolution of Friday, 9th October 2015.
Thank you.
And as you are aware, the Vice President of South Sudan was in Uganda yesterday and held meetings, so that is a common position.